The sixth principle of effective asking is give in order to get. Let me introduce this concept with a Chinese legend. On a certain street in a Chinese city, there was a poor beggar who held out his cup all day, begging for rice and whatever the passersby chose to give him. One day, the beggar saw a great parade coming down the street, headed by the emperor, riding in his stately rickshaw and freely handing out gifts to his subjects. The poor beggar was filled with delight. "Now," thought Wu, "my great opportunity has come. For once I shall receive a worthy gift," and he danced with joy. When the emperor reached him, Wu held out his cup with great earnestness. But instead of the expected gift from the emperor, his majesty asked Wu for a gift. Poor Wu was greatly disappointed and vexed. So he reached in his cup and with much grumbling handed the emperor two of the smallest grains of rice he could find. The emperor passed by. All that day, Wu fumed and grumbled. He denounced the emperor. He berated Buddha. He was cross to those who spoke to him, and few people even stopped to speak to him or drop grains of rice in his cup. That night, when Wu reached his poor hut and poured out his scant supply of rice, he found in his cup two nuggets of gold just the size of the grains of rice he had given to the emperor.
This whole give-to-get philosophy is really interesting because life gives to the giver and takes from the taker. Story that comes to us from Australia is about a great dentist named Dr. Paddy Lund. As you may know, the highest amount of suicides in any profession is in dentistry. And the reason is that a dentist has got to work in a little black hole that usually smells bad, and nowadays they get to wear a mask that is aromatic. But the people come in with apprehension, fear, doubt, and don't want to have that kind of pain. Well, Paddy had over 4,000 patients, and every day he went home and he couldn't sleep. He was a nervous wreck. He was having an anxiety attack, so he took what they call in Australia a holiday. And when he was on a holiday, he started doing all the fantasy asking that we've talked about in this program. What he said is, if I had an ideal practice, what would it look like? He said, well, instead of having patients that come in and say they hate me, I'd like to have patients come in and say they love me. And instead of working endlessly 40 hours a week, I'd like to make more money and only work 22 hours a week. And if I'm going to have any assistants, I don't want them to be dental assistants. I want them each to have a title of dignity, class, savoir-faire, and panache. I want them to wear it. And when somebody comes in, they say, excuse me, but what is the director of wonderful? Well, I'm here to make your experience at this dentist wonderful, thank you. And he says, I don't like it when people come into a dental office and they smell those noxious smells and all your sphincters tighten up instantly because you remember all that pain and anguish that you've had in the past. So what are we going to do? We're going to cook hot cinnamon buns 4 times a day, and we're going to have a big fan that just wafts out into the waiting room. And everybody gets to have a bun to start with. And that's it. I don't want a waiting room. I want a friendly room. I want a room where I have a director of wonderful go out and sit and socialize with that person, find out the issues on their head and heart, and they bring that to me, so I immediately go into patient and client resonation. And the kind of patients I want are patients that I'd like to have a meal with and have fun with and have at home. And in the waiting room, I don't want to have a glass panel that shuts somebody off and says, pay me first or you don't get to be here. And no, I don't want dentistry written on the outside. I'm going to have an apple on the outside with a bite out of it. And it's only by reservations. And all the patients got to like, love, respect, trust, and admire me, or they don't get to come. Now, after he started having his dream practice, he did some other things, like he bought a $7,000 cappuccino machine. Well, the first thing his CPA said is, couldn't you have bought it wholesale? And then some people said, well, I don't like cappuccino. So he bought 58 different kinds of herbal tea. And if one of the people wanted the herbal tea, they got sent home with it. So he started to resurrect, rethink, reinvent his practice. He said, well, first of all, I can't have 4,000 patients. And the patients that I like the least are the ones that are grease monkeys that are into their car, but they come in and sit on my velour chair and they stain it. So what he did is he referred them to dentists that were also car aficionados. He thought it was a perfect way to get rid of it, and first he was just paranoid that he'd get all sorts of bad feedback. But instead, he got letters of thanks because the people were with other people of like-mindedness. And the ones that came to him, he said, look, here's the way it works. Here's the three guarantees I'll make to you. Here's the three guarantees you got to make to me. First of all, I'm going to guarantee I'll always be on time. Will you guarantee that you'll always be on time? Otherwise, you know, I got to have you wait, and I don't want you to wait not even a minute. I want to be right on time. And if I'm ever late for you, here's my guarantee to you. If you're a man, I'll give you your favorite beverage, whether it's a bottle of whiskey or wine or a six-pack of beer. And if you're a lady, I'll send you 2 dozen red roses if I'm late. Now, the second thing I need you to promise me is that you're going to do what I request you to do. And I'll do what you request me to do, get you here in dentistry and painlessly through it. Number three is that what you got to do is bring me three other patients that are only going to ever say, I love you, because I can't have any more patients that say, I hate you. And he's always got a perpetual waiting list now of over 400 patients that want to come in. He does painless dentistry. He's got an effortless practice. He enjoys it. He's rested. He is stress-free, and it works, all because he decided to give at a higher level to get, and he is the highest paid dentist in the world.